You ready? Okay. Even though there is no movie,
there is no
book,
there is no manual
on how to align to feeling empowered.
Empowered.
I know all the good words.
Choice.
Power.
Power.
Joy.
Joy.
Bliss.
Bliss.
Fulfillment.
Fulfillment.
But nobody told me how to do it.
Nobody ever told me.
What would that really look like?
Feel like?
Sound like?
What kind of thoughts
would I think?
What kind of words would I
say?
To align
to that?
I just don't know.
It's not what I grew up with.
It's not what I see on TV.
Reading books.
It's not what my colleagues talk about.
I don't know
how to embrace
a powerful experience
of me.
I just don't know.
I don't think it's allowed.
Why would I want it anyway?
The most powerful people in our history
paid a really high price.
I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Even though
I seem to pay a high price,
more often than not,
I'm not believing
that I could
learn a new way,
a different way,
an unusual way
to speak,
to think,
to define myself.
I only believe
what others taught me I am.
I've never learned to question myself.
I've never learned
to lovingly
see the good
in me.
I don't even know.
I've never even practiced
how to ask for more good.
How to even be comfortable
with the good that I have.
No one practices that.
No one practices that.
I don't want to be the weirdo.
Yes, I do.
I want to be the happy weirdo.
No, I don't think I do.
People won't like me.
I won't be able to sustain it.
I didn't have the background.
The parenting.
The experiences.
I don't have the memories
to sustain
my best self
for long at all.
And I don't even know how to define
what I like about me.
I don't think about it very much.
I'm so busy
living,
surviving living,
that I don't really ask.
Am I showing up
for the experience
that I choose?
No one taught me to ask.
No one taught me to ask.
I want to ask.
Who am I?
When technology glitches.
Who am I?
When I have pain.
Who am I?
When I have health issues.
Who am I?
When everything goes okay.
I've never defined me.
Not consistently.
Oh, I know all my faults.
I can tell you what I struggle with.
I can tell you how I screw it up.
I can tell you what I'm afraid of.
But I can't tell you
that I've ever chosen
to have the experience
I want
just because I chose it.
No one taught me that.
Nobody ever taught me
how to
have crystal clarity
on how I want to show up
and then make it happen.
And even if I did
choose to do that,
I'd have to practice it.
That's too much work.
That's too confusing.
That's too hard.
I don't believe I'll be any good at it.
And I'm really good
at feeling victimized.
I'm taught I'm a victim.
I believe I'm a victim.
I know all about being a victim.
From the first breath I took,
I heard things.
I felt things.
And I embraced
the perception
that I'm powerless
in more ways
than not.
I wonder if I could change my mind.
It's such a ridiculous thing.
Because it really is a tough planet.
And people are tricky.
On the best days.
Even me.
Sometimes
I am so amazing.
Other times,
oh my God.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Or I know exactly what I'm doing.
Again.
And I don't know why.
It's really tricky.
It's really tricky.
And I want to cut myself some slack.
It's just because no one taught me
how to consistently
ask the right questions
to get clarity
and to be
the co-creator
of my life.
I only know
what I've been seeing,
feeling,
where life
seems to be living me.
The years pass,
and I don't know what I chose.
The years pass,
and I don't even know where they went.
Sometimes I wonder,
how much of the time
am I even really awake?
Asking good questions.
Defining myself.
Picking what I want.
And following through.
All the ways I've been taught
to not speak up.
To not feel good.
To not choose.
To know
who I am.
Today,
I'd like to be open to the possibility
to changing my mind.
I want to ask the right questions
so that when I speak,
most importantly to myself,
I sound
positive.
I sound
enthusiastic.
I sound
powerful.
I want to create
that which I have never seen before.
And I want to give myself permission
to embrace it.
I want to believe
that it doesn't matter what happens
around me,
to me.
I still have
some kind of power
to define who I am.
I'm choosing today
to give myself permission
to have a different experience
of me.
Okay, big breath.